Guys, just a quick edit before the main video. I'm going to be taking a couple days off. So if you don't see a video posted from me for a few days, it doesn't mean I'm dead in a gutter. It means I'm just taking a little time away from YouTube. I will be monitoring and replying and over on my betterbachelor.locals.com forum. So join me over there. And if you need me, I will be there. But I'm alive, well and kicking, and I'll be back in a couple of days. Now on to the regularly scheduled program. Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor, the front row seat to the end of dating and society as we know it. I am Joker, and tonight we're going to talk about why men and women should not be friends. Let me get recording here. So guys and gals, I don't think should be friends. Now, some of you that have watched all my videos might remember I put one together like 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 months ago, and I said under certain circumstances it might be okay to be friends. I still think that if it's a very old friend and somebody that is important in your life and something that you get along with well and they get along with you and you have a lot of commonality. That today, though, let's face it, doesn't happen very much. Either one person takes advantage of the other person or things don't work out. And many times it turns out that, at least according to studies, that guys can sometimes have feelings for this person and the guys have feelings for the woman doesn't have feelings for men, or vice versa. Women have feelings for the men. Men don't have feelings for the woman. A lot of tension can ensue. And also, that really, what's the point? I mean, let's be honest about it. Now, you may say, hey, a woman has a different opinion about something than I do, or a woman may know something that I don't. Yeah, well, we kind of have the internet for that stuff. So before I get started, let me talk about today's sponsor, me, which is join me over at betterbachelor.locals.com. We saw some bans on Twitter, and then, of course, Parler got taken down offline because they weren't up to YouTube or up to Google and Apple's standards for Section 230. Now we've got social media platform Minds being censored by Google. Co-founder says it's fueling the cultural divide. And here's the important part here. They are they're a competitor to Facebook, as was Parler was a competitor to Twitter. And basically it says Minds is a pro free speech alternative to Facebook with several original functions included. And then after everything happened, they're now trying to take down Parler. They're trying to take down Gab. Now they're trying to take down Minds. And while Minds is still up, to be able to be accessible, they had to remove the search, the discovery, and the comments section. That's like everything that Facebook / something like Minds is. So basically they're rendered unusable. So join me over on betterbachelor.locals.com. I've got my forums over there. There's over 10,000 of us now. You can, if you're a supporting member, you can direct message me. I check those before I check my emails and Instagram and everything else. I always talk to everybody that messaged me over there because, hey, they're putting a little skin in the game. They're donating to my cause. So if you'd like to do so, you can join over there. And if you'd like to just join for free and read the forums, and we've got, like I said, about 10,000 people over there now. So it's going along really well. So join me over there. And one more thing, a lot of people are saying, hey, you can't spend at small companies right now, but Amazon's and Walmart's, they're still open. Somebody posted this, and this is a good suggestion. Find a cool product on Amazon. Web search the company name. Order directly from their site. Usually can find a small discount code. Still get the product in about a week, and the company avoids losing a 25% margin share to Amazon, and you avoid giving any money to Jeff Bezos, the billionaire, and Amazon. So if you still have to use Amazon, look for the product there, look at the ratings, get all the stars and everything, then search for that product name. You might find a website and can get it directly from them and save a couple of bucks. Okay, so I got on this topic here because a viewer messaged me on Instagram, and it says, hi, I love your YouTube channel. Always good content, informative, and showing different perspective. I was wondering if you could make a video about friendships between male and female. I'm talking about pure, just friends, nothing romantic, etc. You see, in Europe, it seems to be more on normal level to be friends with someone of the opposite sex, and people who have partners do have friends with the opposite sex. I feel like in USA or California, where I live now, it's less acceptable and there are a lot more boundaries. I'm curious of your perspective. As a female, I do have a couple of girlfriends, but just like you guys struggle with maintaining or making more female friendships, guys just always show up, have more interests, and can talk about interesting stuff and never really complain or are picky, even about small stuff. Most of the time, because of course, everybody is an individual, but that's my experience. Thanks. So, thank you for sending that in. And again, I try to get through all of the messages you guys send me. I will get through them eventually, I get a lot. Okay, so I have this meme here. It says, a shoulder to cry on ends up being a D to ride on. It's a kind of an old school meme, but in many cases, a lot of guys feel this way. And in some of the forums, I actually looked up in some of the forums where guys ask girls or girls ask guys on one of those like that. And many women say, no, it's not like that at all. A lot of guys say, no, it's not like that at all. But the interesting thing is, a lot of guys say, well, the friendship did turn into friends with benefits. Like, I didn't want to date her, but she was into me, so I started sleeping with her. And, you know, that can happen. What happens at the end of that? The girl develops feelings, the guys don't, and they end up not having a friendship. At that point, you might as well call it some sort of an ex. What about a lot of the women that have friends with men? In other cases, guys say, I kind of like her, but she doesn't feel anything for me, but I hang in there in case something bad, maybe the breakup, maybe she has a couple of drinks and lets her guard down a little bit and she flirts with me and maybe something happens. Seems like a lot of times people are friends with other people just because they may wish something could happen someday. Are there platonic ones? Yes. Are there people that you know previously, you know, before where you are today that you want to keep in touch with? Yes, but you have to ask yourself, is it a true good mutual friendship? Is it something that you should have? Is one person wanting something the other doesn't? Is it healthy? You got to ask all those questions. And then the other thing you have to remember, and especially to those of you that are still dating, what if you do have a friendship? When you start dating somebody, do you let that friendship go? Do you tell the person that you're with that you've let that friendship go? Do you keep that friendship? Do you let that friend meet the person that you're dating? It brings in a whole lot of mess. And in the end, you have to ask yourself the question of why? Why stay friends with this person? Are they that important in your life? Are they near? Like, is this somebody that lives near you and is easily accessible and you literally hang out with them? Is this someone that's long distance? All these things can have factors. All these things, you know, may or may not matter. But I found the easiest way to answer all of those, if you were just to ask me today, do you think you should be friends with someone of the opposite sex? My answer is simply no. There's just not enough benefit out of the relationship. So they say men and women. Now, this is from Scientific American, and I guess this has been researched. So men and women can't just be friends, they say, or can't be just friends. Researchers asked women and men friends what they really think and got very different answers. It's a little older study, but I read through many of them, and I think this covered all the bases pretty well. Can men and women ever be just friends? Few other questions have provoked debates as intense, family dinners as awkward, literature as lurid, or movies as memorable. Still, the question remains unanswered. Daily experience suggests that non-romantic friendships between male and females are not only possible but common. Men and women live, work, and play side by side and generally seem to be able to avoid spontaneously sleeping together. However, the possibility remains that this apparent platonic coexistence is merely a facade, an elaborate dance covering up countless impulses, spicy impulses, bubbling just beneath the surface. New research suggests that there may be some truth to this possibility, that we may think we're capable of being just friends with members of the opposite gender, but the opportunity or perceived opportunity for romance is often lurking just around the corner, waiting to pounce at the most opportune moment. Do I know friends that have had friends of the opposite sex and everything was fine? Yes. Has it happened to me? Yes. Has it happened to others? Yes. This is not like 100% like done and done situation. But again, a big part of this is, are both people really contributing to the friendship? Are both people really getting something out of the friendship? Is it only going one way? Are you giving up too much? Are they giving up too much? Are there feelings one way that you might not know about? In other words, does the other person maybe like you? There's a lot of different nuance to this. And if you say, hey, you know what? I'm okay with it. I'm okay with my girlfriend or my boyfriend having friends of the opposite sex. If you say that, then let me ask you a question. What if you were to be introduced to them and they end up looking like a model? Like, what if her guy friend is really good looking? He's straight, tall, dark, handsome. Do you start going like, maybe feeling a little like jealous? Do you feel like, do I really want her going out at night, going clubbing or dancing or just having drinks with this guy? Odds are no. What about the same thing? What if you're in a relationship with a guy and he's going out and making new female friends and you see them and they have an arm around each other and they're having a good old time and everything seems great? You're probably not going to be comfortable with that. Add on top of that, again, the other challenge is, what happens if you're friends with somebody and you start dating? That could be an issue. What happens if you're dating and you make a new friend? That can throw up all kinds of warning bells. Again, the easiest answer of this is to just say, no, you don't need friends of the opposite sex. Continuing on. In order to investigate the viability of true platonic opposite sex friendships, a topic that has been explored more on the silver screen than in the science lab, researchers brought 88 pairs of undergraduate opposite sex friends into a science lab. Privacy was paramount. For example, imagine the fallout if two friends learned that one, or and only one, had unspoken romantic feelings for the other one throughout their friendship. In order to ensure honest responses, the researchers not only followed standard protocols regarding anonymity and confidentiality, but also required both friends to agree verbally and in front of each other to refrain from discussing the study, even after they left the testing facility. These friendship pairs were then separated. Each member of the pair was asked a series of questions related to his or her romantic feelings, or lack thereof, towards the friend with whom they were taking the study. The results suggested large gender differences in how men and women experience opposite sex friendships. Men were much more attracted to the female friends than vice versa. Men were also more likely than women to think that their opposite sex friends were attracted to them, a clearly misguided belief. In fact, men's estimates of how attractive they were to their female friends had virtually nothing to do with how these women actually felt, and almost everything to do with how the men themselves felt. Basically, men assumed that any romantic attraction they experienced was mutual and were blind to the actual level of romantic interest felt by their female friends. Women, too, were blind to the mindset of the opposite sex friends because females generally were not attracted to their male friends. They assumed that this lack of attraction was mutual. As a result, men consistently overestimated the level of attraction felt by their female friends, and women consistently underestimated the level of attraction felt by their male friends. So I find it really interesting that a lot of the guys, or a lot of you guys out there, might say, she's just a female friend, I don't have any feelings for her. But maybe you do. And if you genuinely don't, are you sure she feels the same way? They didn't have a lot of studies that pointed to women finding the men attractive, but I did again read on a lot of forums where gals had friended guys and guys had friended gals, kind of being like a vulture, just waiting around till something happened to the relationship so the guys could be a shoulder to cry on and the D to ride on. And other women were decided, hey, he kind of flirted with me a little bit. I went for it. We became friends with benefits. I was hoping it would turn into a relationship and it didn't. And now the women are angry at the men, even though they had agreed ahead of time. There was still that latent hope that something might develop out of it. And again, are there situations to where it might be okay? Yes, but again, it's a lot of nuance. And, you know, just the thing of it is, and many times it just may not be worth it. You have to make up that judgment and you have to set up the ground rules with somebody, whether you decide to date, whether you have a friend, whether you make a new friend, whether you have an old friend, you've got to set some ground rules to make sure everything is clear. They continue on. These results suggest that men relative to women have a particularly hard time being just friends. What makes these results particularly interesting is that they were found within particular friendships. Yeah, use that word enough. Remember, each participant was only asked about the specific platonic friend with whom they entered the lab. This is not a bit of confirmation for stereotypes about hungry males and naive females. It's direct proof that two people can experience the exact same relationship in radically and different ways. Men seem to see a myriad opportunities for romance in their supposed platonic opposite sex friendships. The women in these friendships, however, seem to have a completely different orientation, one that is actually platonic. Now, the other thing is, too, that many times women, will stay friends with a guy because they get the benefits of that guy. Now, not to call out the gal that messaged into me here on the social media. Let me find her. But like she says here, I do have a couple of girlfriends, but just like you guys, I struggle maintaining friendships with females. Guys all just always show up, have more interest, can talk about interesting stuff, never really complain. They aren't picky. Yeah, guys have a lot more hobbies. Men rarely picket threads. And not saying that all women do, but men rarely picket threads. Usually when a guy's okay with something, he just rolls with the punches. If he's not, he's not. And he usually lets people know. But in a case like this, many women seem to kind of worry about stuff a little bit more than guys. Guys tend to, like, guys usually are, if it's good, it's good. I think that's why many men oftentimes get blindsided in a romantic relationship, because they assume everything's good, and yet all of a sudden they find something out and they never knew that there was a problem there. A lot of times women might find this out ahead of time if they're curious or they look into things. And thus, they may be harder to have a friendship because they're a little bit pickier or they're a little bit more selective about conversations and topics they talk about. But here's the thing. As a guy, you're the interesting one. You're the one that, like she says, hey, they're interesting. They have good topics. They have good hobbies. They're good conversationalists. Great. Is the woman a good conversationalist? Is the woman bringing as much to the table? Oftentimes, I've found in some friendships that the girl, and I have a great case in point, and this goes back many years ago when I was first as a network engineer. I had a friend. It was very casual, and we used to talk and chit-chat a little bit. She'd talk about either her boyfriend or, and we used to be coworkers. That's how we became friends. Used to talk about her boyfriend or this or that. And what I found over time is it became complaints, or would be asking me about advice. Like, what do you think about this? He did this, he did this, he did this. And I want a guy's opinion. And then it started becoming, when I became a network engineer, it started becoming about, hey, my router's not, I don't have any internet. All of a sudden, like, I'm the tech guy, I'm the romance guru, I'm doing all this help, but it was never like, but how are you? What's going on in your life? Do you have, like, it seemed to be, and all of a sudden I was just a free resource for the women or the woman. And I think this happens a lot of times to guys in friendships, that you become a, like, someone to talk to when they're bored. They don't genuinely care about you. So continuing on. They say here, taken together, these studies suggest that men and women have vastly different views. We've already said that, so I guess you're going to repeat yourselves. So, can men and women just be friends? If we all thought like women, almost certainly, but if we all thought like men, we'd probably be facing a serious overpopulation crisis. Do I agree 100% with this? No, but I think it does make a good point that oftentimes, and I didn't pull up these articles because I wanted to make a little shorter video for you guys tonight, because some of you are like, dude, 50 minutes, I just can't invest that. I'll just put it to you this way. With all the troubles that it can bring, with all the different ways that one can have feelings towards the other, or with all the ways that it may create a problem in a future relationship, with all the ways that one side may get used more than another, with everything combined, is it worth it? And the end answer, for me at least, is no. I've changed my mind in 9 or 10 months after reading a lot of different stories, after, you know, some of the experiences that I read from you guys, because so many times it's like, I found out my wife cheated on me with a friend, a coworker. Just don't do it. Just don't do it. You'll find that you can find plenty of things from guys. Guys tend to be good conversationalists. They tend to have a lot of interesting hobbies. There's a lot to gain there. And if you need a woman's opinion, or you need a lady's, like, thoughts on a subject, just look it up online, type it into Reddit, you know, go through a little bit extra hoop than just texting your female friend, because in the long run, it seems like it's nothing but headaches. All right, now, guys, it is time for the dating profile of the day. All right, guys, our first dating profile of the day. She is 23. She's got an, now, because one of you sent this in to me, because it was scrolled down to get all her text in there, you don't see her face, so I didn't have to blur that, but she's got her jacket off, or her shirt off her shoulder, and she's showing half her chest in kind of a, like, lacy thing. She's 23. I'm a mom of three. No, I'm not looking for someone to play stepdad. If that's an issue, don't even bother swiping right. I added a picture of my best friend at the end because for some reason we always match with the same guys. LOL. I suck at bios, so feel free to ask me whatever. Now, yes, I can say, okay, she's 23 with 3 kids, and that's a thing. But a lot of these profiles that I've been doing say that. This one has a different takeaway, and this is the point. I added a picture of my best friend at the end because for some reason we always match with the same guys. They're chasing the bad boys, they're chasing the good-looking guys, they're chasing the chiseled-jawed guys because they're the good-looking ones, and these men are getting all the attention. That's why these men won't settle down. She and her friend have even validated this that I've said before by even admitting they keep matching the same guys. Now I know in some, and I don't know what area she's in, but I know in a lot of areas there are tens of thousands of people on dating apps. What are the odds that they keep matching with the same guy or guys? They're looking for the top 5% or so. If you join a dating app and you're determined to date on a dating app and you're swiping away and never getting a match, there's some guys, a handful of guys that are sitting there with so many to choose from that they're never going to settle down. They're always just going to be playboys and just have their fun and never settle for one gal. And all these girls are just going to keep giving themselves to one guy. And I actually have one more for us tonight. It is another one. I loved this one. Talk about insanity. Okay. She says here, I'm not 44. I'm a very young 52. So she lied about her age by 8 years younger. And she says, changed to include my options or increase. I'm sorry. It says change. She just put INC. Changed to increase my options, but not to deceive. So she set her age from 52, where she's getting no matches that she wants. She set her age to 44, so maybe she might get more matches just to, what, validate herself and make her feel better? Make her feel pretty? Like, hey, I'm getting swiped at 44. Maybe I look like I'm 44. Well, maybe it sounds crazy. I can't give this lady a hard time because I'm 48, but on my dating app, I put that I'm 26, you know, just to increase my options. What are you talking about? You're the very first sentence in the very first contact you're having with somebody, you're admitting to lying. But it's not to deceive you. It's just to make you match with me because you think I'm younger than I am. She says, people tell me I look younger anyway. I'm an RN on contract until June. No hookups. I love my life. I'm very attractive. Well, if you were very attractive, you'd have no problems meeting people putting your real age in there at 52. Unless you're saying you're just attractive for 52. She says, let's run a marathon, a triathlon, do a 100-mile bike ride, or just bachata the night away. I love my kids, I'm a vegan, and I meditate. So, you know, the whole point of this is, hey, guys, you got to ask yourself, what are you gonna get out of it? Are you going to get more pleasure? Is there really good conversation? Is there really something there? Is one of you giving more than the other? Is it going to be a nightmare or a headache down the road? It's a lot to really worry about. I'd definitely say if you're dating somebody and you're making new friends that are the opposite sex, you're inviting trouble. You're going to have problems. It's definitely going to go south. Because again, if she shows up, the new friend of, like, ladies, if his new friend shows up and she's smoking hot, or guys, if her new friend shows up and he's smoking hot, you got to start asking yourself, like, I got problems with this. And the same thing could go true for somebody in your past. You know, you're just inviting trouble. I think the easiest way is to just not worry about it. Just make friends with somebody that is your own gender. And if you have any questions or you think you need something from somebody, look it up on the internet.